are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. God bless you today. You're tuned in to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory Praise International Ministries, better known as VIP for short. I'm your host today, Evangelist Andre Jordan. Thank you so much for joining me for the Word of the Lord. I just want to give a quick shout out to my pastors, my leadership, Pastor Teresa Robinson, along with Apostle Thomas Robinson. God bless you, and thank you for the opportunity and this platform. WWBC, WMIE, Pastor Paul Exposito in the studio on today. We're excited about what God is doing, and today we just thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His grace. Thank God for a fresh start and a new opportunity. Thank you, Lord, that this is the day today, brand new grace, brand new mercy that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Thank you for coming along with me to tap into the Word of God and to unwrap what God is saying and what is on His heart for you and I today. I just want to say we're going to go a little bit further. The last time we were together, we were talking about there being victory and that love, the love of God, walking in the love of God brings us to a place of victory. And I don't know about you, but I am being stretched by God. And you know what, how that is. Sometimes when the Lord gives us a season of stretching, a season of growth, a season of development, guess what? Now, you know, it does not feel good every day, but He's doing something in it. And it is for my making. It is for your making. And so I'm happy that you're on the journey with me, being stretched by God in whatever capacity you feel and sense that He's stretching you. And I thank God that He's growing us all to greater heights, greater depths, greater levels, greater maturing, greater measurement of love. And that is what we need. And as we look around the world today, we know the world needs love. The problem is they don't know it, but the world needs love. God is love. Jesus is love. What the world needs more than hand sanitizer and a mask and the vaccine is the love of God, the love that Jesus Christ brings in our life and in our heart. So today I want to continue. I was talking about love, love being key, love being vital, love being the way, the secret, if I would say, that Jesus always gained victory, that Jesus was always able to conquer every situation, and He was able to come through it with flying colors. And I believe in our lives today, this is what you and I need, a greater measure of the love of God. We need to operate at a higher level of love. I believe God wants to grow our love walk, grow us up in love. And I believe that it comes from us meditating, of course, on the scriptures, reading and diving into the Word of God and digging in the Word of God. But as we look and observe the life of Jesus, I believe we will see that Jesus had a supernatural love walk. And you and I, We need to tap into a supernatural love walk, and we cannot love from the level of natural we need, but what we need is agape, love of God. I need the love of God that is produced by the Holy Spirit. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. So it is the Holy Spirit of God. As I read the word, I submit my life to God. I spend time with the Lord. I have an intimate love relationship with Him. It is a work of the Holy Spirit that produces this relationship with Jesus, produces love in my life. Greater submission to God produces love in my life. Greater, I want to say obedience. That's a big one. Greater obedience to God produces love in my life. I realize as I've been kind of studying this and talking with the Lord concerning this, I realize it's almost like when we tap into a higher realm and level of love, it's almost like a force field. You know, many times when you look at superheroes and stuff or comics and stuff, they have like a something, they all have something that is unique to them. And I feel like almost when we come to a greater place in love in God, it's almost like a force field. It's such a protection. It's such a barrier. And I feel like one of the tricks of the enemy is to keep us from realizing and walking and tapping in to the love of God. Love is everything because God is love. Love is of God. God is love. And so love is supernatural. Love is not natural in the sense that it is not a byproduct of our flesh, but it is a byproduct of the Holy Spirit of God. So love is supernatural. When we talked about Jesus, we talked about all that He endured, every obstacle, every opponent, everything that came against Him. He went through the very same emotions and the things that we experience. So it's not unusual to Jesus, the things that we go through when we bring them to Him in prayer. It's not unusual. He's not unacquainted with it. The scripture tells us He's acquainted with all of our griefs. He's acquainted with all of our sorrows. He experienced it firsthand. So no one has to tell Him and feel like, oh, He wouldn't understand. Yes, He understands. He went through what you and I go through, and I want to say even more, because you and I have not been crucified. You and I did not go through that, but He experienced the range of emotions and up and downs that we experience as believers today. And there is a grace of God available to us. There is so much more available to us sometimes than we're tapping into, walking into, and realizing. But I thank God today for the Holy Spirit of God that is encouraging us today, you and I both, to stay in a place of love. Stay hidden in Christ, in God, in a place of love. That is our place of refuge. That is our fortress. Our fortress is God. When we think about Psalms 91 that talks about being hidden in the shadow of the wings of the Almighty, it is, I look at that passage of scripture and I say, God, if I can stay hidden in You in a place of love, I'm protected. I'm covered. And the enemy, we talked about how the enemy tries to bait us with offense, bait us with unforgiveness, bait us with bitterness, bait us with anything that is not of love. And all these things that are not of love, they're not of God. So he tries to put bait. Did you hear what this one said about you? Did you see what this one did? Did you see their reaction? Did you see how they treated you? Did you see how they didn't include you? Did you see how they talked about you? Did you hear what was said about you? So the enemy tries to bait us with offenses. He tries to bait us with things that are not of love to cause you to come out of your place of safety, come out of your place of fortress, come out of your place of refuge in God, hidden, under the shadow and the wings of the Almighty. He tries to bait you, to lure you out, to get you to respond in your flesh. Because when you respond in your flesh, 9 times out of 10, you're going to respond with the works of your flesh. You're going to respond from an emotional, soulish place. You're going to come out of love. And guess what? The trap of the mouse trap going to snap on your neck. And the enemy going to say, gotcha. But not so. Because God has given us, graced us to rise above all of these things we endure and face and deal with in the natural and hide in him and dwell in him. Let me read a scripture. Before we were reading John 15 and we talked about abiding in God's love and how when we stay connected, how when we stay abiding in the supernatural agape love of God, our lives are fruitful. Our lives are productive. Our lives are manifesting the fruit of the Spirit. Let me go really quick. And I want to read 2 passages of scripture. Hopefully, I will have the time. So let us read about, really quick. Let me go ahead. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 13, of course. Let's refresh ourselves about love. And then also let's read Galatians 6, verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit of God is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. They who belong to Christ have brought their passions and desires of their sinful nature to the cross of Christ and crucified them there. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Okay, so we read out of Galatians 6, verse 22 through 25. It's talking the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces in your life and my life is love. And we're talking about love. We're talking about how love brings victory. How there is victory in love. How love is a protection. How love is a guard. How love is a keeper. Why? Because we're talking about the Holy Spirit of God. We're talking about God. God is love. Love caused Christ to be victorious on every side, in every matter, in every situation. And that is what God wants for you and I. He wants us to come up, grow up, get up, ascend up, and get in love. Stay in love. Stop coming in and out of love, but that our love would remain and that his love in us would remain, that we would remain in his love, because there's power in love. There is power when you walk in the love of God. There is a supernatural power available to you and I. And so God wants his people empowered today. And I don't know about you, but I want to be empowered. I want the strength of God. Now, I want the power of God. Everything that we have access through from God, it works through love. So many times when we're struggling, if we look at our lives, we're struggling in our love walk. We're struggling in areas like unforgiveness, areas of bitterness, areas of offense. These are kryptonite to love. These things pull us out of love. But I want to say, and you can say with me, I'm determined today to love like Jesus, right? I'm determined today to love like Jesus. I'm determined today to stay in love, to stay in the love of God. I'm determined today to recognize every rat trap of the enemy. I'm determined today to not take the cheese. There's a book out that was very popular a few years ago, and it was called Who Moved My Cheese? I'm determined today. I'm not touching the devil's cheese. Right? But I will stay in the love of God. I will stay in a place of love. I will stay before the mighty hand of God. I will stay on my face and knees, continuing asking him, clean me, Lord. Clean me, Lord. Examining my heart before the Lord that I can stay. Love is more important than whatever it is the enemy is trying to lure you with. Love is more important than your next response. Love is more important than telling them off. Love is more important than giving them a piece of your mind. Love is more important than what they said about you to you. Love is more important. The work of ministry, the Father's will, doing the Father's will, is more important than retorting back to you because you said something offensive, because you did something offensive. Love is more important. Jesus, I love this about Jesus. Remember, Jesus is our blueprint. Jesus is our pattern. We follow after Christ. Jesus always would remark he was busy about his Father's business. So when we are steadfast in love, immovable in love, rooted and grounded in love, always letting love abound in us, we don't have time for foolery. We don't have time to be ensnared with things of the flesh. We don't have time to be ensnared, right, by our emotions. We don't have time to be ensnared by our soulish, lower level, fleshly, carnal level of thinking, carnal level of responding. It's time to grow up in love. It's time to grow up. God, give us greater love today. Father, we need your love. We need more love. And I thank God that he has an endless supply of love. And he is extending it to us as we ask him for more love. When we see the love level low, do something about it. Don't stay in that place, but ask the Father and submit yourself. Stay submitted to him. Part of the reason that the enemy can lure us so easily sometimes is we're unsubmitted to God. We're running around as Lone Rangers. We're running around as renegade, rebellious children, and we're unsubmitted to him. So that means we're outside of the protection of the Father, and the enemy has access to bait us, trick us, trap us. He has access to hunt us down like prey and ensnare us and put lassos and ropes on us and pull and drag us. But I want to stay in the love of God today so that the enemy has no legal access to me. Because love protects me, love keeps me, love covers me, love shields me. I want to read another scripture before I just enjoy Jesus with you today. Let me read. I at least wanted to read 1 Corinthians 13. Many times we call it the love chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and though I speak with the tongue of angels, but if I don't have love, I am like a noisy sounding brass. I'm like a tinkling cymbal, clanging, noisy, gonging. No love. Sometimes we encounter people and it's just like that. Their noisy speech. I can't hear no love in it. I can't sense no love in it. I can't receive no love in it. No love. Makes you want to say, hush all that noise. We need love. People will know us that we're his disciples because we have manifest, exhibit, display, demonstrate the love of God. And though I have the gift of prophecy, though I have gifts, y'all, though I understand all mysteries, though I have knowledge, though I have all faith, the faith of the word that can move mountains, though I have it, but if I don't have love, even my gifts, even my knowledge, even my faith, if it's not operating and working through love, I'm nothing. We need the Holy Ghost of God to produce the fruit of the Spirit in us. We can do nothing. We are nothing without love. Love is the key today. Love is crucial. Love is essential. Love is the missing ingredients. God, give us love today. increase our love walk. Let your love be perfected in us. That is what we need. Love being manifested in my life, that in the hard places, in the places where I want to retaliate, in the places where we want to say, put my religion down and let me give you a piece of this. I want love to rise up in me so that I can't come out of it. I want to be constrained by the love of God, that I can't come out of love to deal with you, but I remain in love. God, grace us today with agape. Though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and if I don't have love, it profits me nothing. Though I do good works, though I serve here, though I feed the hungry, though I feed the poor, though I clothe them, though I'm willing to allow my body to be burned for the sake of Christ, if I don't do these things in and through love, if love is not the heart, root, motive, drive of my being, it profits me nothing. We need God's love. I need God's love. It is love that works and partners with faith to help us to accomplish the will of God. But love must be pure. Our love must be sincere. Our love must be agape. Our love cannot be carnal love. Our love cannot be emotional love, up and down like a roller coaster. Our love has to be concrete, rooted and grounded in the love of God, the love of Jesus, the love that keeps us connected in intimate relationship with God the Father, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, the love that causes us to obey the commands of God, the love that causes us to lay down our will and pick up His will, the love that causes us to crucify our flesh so we can remain in a place of love. We can't remain in a place of love if your flesh is alive, your old nature is come back to life. But we got to walk in love. So charity suffers long, long suffering, fruit of the Spirit. Our love cannot be 5 seconds long. Charity, God's love, suffers long. Sometimes we must endure. Love is kind. Love is not mean. Love is not hateful. Love is not rude. Let's keep going. Love does not envy. Love is not arrogant. Doesn't puff itself up. Love does not behave itself unseemly. My God. Now, you know how it is when we encounter somebody behaving themselves unseemly. That is an ugly sight. That is not of love. When we see that, a lot of times it's demonic influence, demonic spirits. That is not love. Love does not seek her own. Love is other-centered. Love is others-focused. Love is not easily provoked. If you're easily provoked, something is wrong. You need an infusion of the love of God. You need to come higher in love. You probably need, me too. Let me not exclude myself. We need to come back to the feet of Jesus. When we behave unseemly, when we see our flesh is rising up, let's not ignore it. When we see I'm easily provoked, how can this coworker always feel like they jab me, they get on my nerves? Okay, why something is wrong? It's a red flag. It's a red flashing light. Check your love level again low. Just like in the natural, in our cars and vehicles, you're running out of gas, the gas light come on. Okay, your love light is coming on when you're easily provoked. Your love light is coming on when you're acting unseemly. Your love light is coming on when you're not kind. You're unkind. You're rude and you're mean. You're nasty. You're arrogant. You're boastful. You're puffed up. You're prideful. Your love light is coming on. Get back to the altar. Get back to the Word of God. Get back to prayer. Again, God, it's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. I stand in the need of prayer. God, cleanse my heart. God, cleanse my mind. God, purify me that I again allow the Holy Spirit to produce love in my life. So love does not think any evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but love rejoices in the truth. Love, it says, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things. Love endures all things. And so that is what we need to do. It says charity never fails, But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. I want to jump down to verse 13. And now abides, faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And that is absolutely true. That is what we need. God, I pray today for all of us listening, all of us that are tuned in today, God, that you give us the love of God, that you would increase your love in our lives and the power of God to love like Jesus does. I just thank you for tuning in. My time is out. I've got to go. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds, the radio ministry of Victory International. Praise. We are here weekday, 6 p.m. WWBC 100.7 FM. God bless you. Keep walking in the love of God. Amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent, and today let's talk about civil disobedience. If you want to see what the Bible says about Christians and government, there's no better passage than Romans 13, where it tells believers to be subject to the governing authorities. It also says, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed. So, John, does that text forbid Christians to participate in protests against government or civil disobedience? Or are those actions not legitimate for believers?
Well, that's exactly right, Denny. They are not legitimate for Christians. There is no place for Christians to be engaged in rebellion, in protest, in acts of civil disobedience against government. Because, as you said, Romans 13 tells us, be in subjection to the governing authorities, because there is no authority except from God. Whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed. And to just build on that, Paul wrote to Titus, remind believers to be subject to rulers and authorities, and then this, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Why? Because we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, and serving various lusts and so forth. So we have to expect unbelievers to act like unbelievers, but we're a force for peace. Does that mean we can't use acceptable means to express what is right? Of course not. We can vote. We can stand up for what is right. We can uphold morality and the truth, and most importantly, the gospel. But we are not to be rebels.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Romans, or to ask your question, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.
Today on the Word of